This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Hey, 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 I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Now, I must say that some of you only got to hear Jimmy's voice do that little bumper intro, and that said there was no Jimmy Carbone show.
Wait, did they run a rerun?
Did Dave, real quick, did you guys run a rerun of Jimmy's show?
We ran a pre-taped show.
So oh, pre-taped. Wow. Okay. That's
pretty good. It was new, but it was from the past.
You know what? That's second
fresh.
Best.
It's shelf stable, yeah. But it's not fresh.
Correct.
It's
vacuum sealed.
Yeah, cryo
back frozen.
Yeah. Let's see thawed. The HACCP. It's thawed from being frozen.
Dave, did you get a copy of Jimmy's HACCP plan to make sure that show was able to go in the air?
I did not receive
don't
that.
Don't want to contaminate the airwaves, right, with some improperly cryovac radio.
I'm
going to
call the inspector.
Radio.
You have to keep the tag for 60 days. That's right.
Listen, we're operating a little under the board here. Tag. I don't know if you realize that. Appreciate a little discretion.
Oh, my bad.
I got all these clams delivered to my house the other day. They were all cracked. There was no tag, but I cooked them up anyway.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
I feel okay.
Now, Dave.
Did you eat 12 dozen clams all by yourself?
Yes, I made a clam sandwich.
Oh, wow.
It takes 144 clams to make a clam sandwich.
Everyone knows that.
I like a clam
clams,
and ham.
Clams, mayonnaise, paprika, celery.
I'm a clam and ham boy. I like that.
Old Bay.
Definitely Old Bay.
That's Baltimore style.
Oh, yeah. That's the 95 corridor style.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Maine all the way down to Baltimore. Speaking of which, our Baltimoreologist, our D.C. area correspondent, Elise
D.C. Okasami,
is with. Yeah. Thank you, Elise, for coming out tonight.
Oh, yes. Thank you for having me.
That's right. Always bringing the family closer to the nest, you know, here at the studio.
If not closer to the microphone. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa. No, I heard.
That's radio. Hey. That's a radio joke.
Leave her alone.
Hey, you're getting real defensive
this guy's
today.
On the attack today.
You're getting real defensive
this guy's
today.
Guy's really on the attack today.
Oh, wow.
Dave Best is defense. Actually, Dave is on the attack today. Yeah.
And, no offense.
Dr. Michael Zoman is here, and our Australian correspondent, Matthew Walsh, is
G'day.
And yours truly, narrating the scene. Roberta's Radio, powered by heritageradionetwork.punk. Again, fresh, hot and fresh. We don't need a HACCP plan for this show, because it's hot and fresh.
It's the first time it's been heated up, and we have no plans to reheat it after
we're done
serving it.
Once it leaves the kitchen, it does not come back into the kitchen.
It's great.
That's right, baby.
Zero refunds.
So get your ears a little closer to your device, your listening device.
That's right. Turn up the bass a little.
Yeah, because what
turn
you...
Turn the treble up a
yeah,
little.
Yeah, definitely.
Turn the mids up a little, too.
You want that 40 kilohertz area to really be, like, scooped. Scoop it up. Right, Dave?
Yeah, somewhere try that, Mike. Try that.
Somewhere in the mid, scoop them.
Yeah, turn it up. Turn up everything.
Yeah,
that
turn
sounds
up
good.
Everything.
Now it's crispy.
Scoop it
that
up.
That cuts.
Scoop it up.
It cuts right through.
Yeah, let me get a de-esser in here. Dave, you got a de-esser laying around in there?
That costs extra.
Oh, wow. How much? Can I,
if you
can
have
I
to
have
ask,
a,
you can't afford it.
Can I have
give
a,
him a little something, though. Let's surprise
can
us.
Can I have
surprise
a bill to
listeners.
My room? Bill it to my room.
Surprise the home listeners.
That's right. Tuesday night, Roberta's Radio. Back at it again. And Dave, I'm sorry I missed our pre-production meeting at Cipriani's Fi Dye last night.
It's called Reverb, Eric.
You know it's my favorite time of the week.
I know. Moving time, because it was mine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Where'd moving.
Where'd you move to?
Well, I moved from...
this isn't a pretty impressive thing here. This is a Herculean feat you're about to hear about.
So
about
you want,
to hear about.
You want the straight dope? You got you kids? You kids at home want the straight
story? I want
the
skinny. Story? I want the...
I all right.
The, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Had some friends who lived in the neighborhood around the corner, and they chose to move to Los Angeles.
Big mistake.
I couldn't agree more, Dave.
I strongly disagree.
LA's
you know?
Quitters, so they say.
I lived in LA. It was sick.
Elise, what do you think about
then?
LA?
I think it's pretty great.
Life is a highway, Dave.
How would you mess it up?
I'm going to drive it all night long.
Oh, there you go. Hit it. So
did I mess it up? Yeah, I'm not allowed there anymore.
We'll let him back.
LA.
You got to go fly all the way across the country. So they chose to move to Los Angeles and so they asked me, being a friend, if I knew of anyone that might want to take over their lease. And I ran it by my girlfriend.
Then he looked in the mirror and he asked himself if he knew anyone.
Yes.
And he said to himself, yes, I do know someone.
I know me.
I know me. I am I know someone. Me.
Yes.
I am him.
Cherie gets all the credit.
I am me.
She said, why don't we do it? I said, our lease doesn't end until July 31st. Their landlord approved us. Our landlord was going to keep a month of the security if we didn't find a subletter, but we found a subletter. So now it's cheaper. It's got a backyard. It's nice. But I'll tell you, I'm doggone tired.
You grilling out there?
Yeah, dude.
Right
he
now.
He was grilling earlier.
Yeah, I gotta cut this show down a little bit so I can go over and tend to my steaks.
Heard that. What do you got back there? Charcoal, gas?
Well,
at this point,
it's going to be some nice steamed steaks raw in the center.
Yes. Now I got charcoal.
Because he had to leave the grill unattended and come over here and it's raining outside.
I'm a charcoal guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be charcoal steamed steaks.
That's right.
Raw in the center.
Yeah, lovely. Seasoning charcoal. It's not for cooking. It's like for the taste and aroma.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Throw a little mezcal in there. Yeah, you got a cocktail.
Throw a little mezcal in there. Mesquite, mezcal, whatever. What do you got? What do you got behind the bar?
Sandalwood.
Oh, nice. Sandalwood incense?
Palo Santo.
Yeah, Palo Santo.
Oh, Palo Santo. Nice.
I'm going to bless this drink with some Palo Santo.
Sage it
I'm going to bless that steak. I'm going to bless the center of that steak with some Palo Santo. But yeah, I'm doggone tired, and you know, it was being here right now is not easy.
Come on, pull it together.
It never
I'm
is.
Trying my best.
It sit up is. Straight. You know what you need to do? Splash some boiling hot water on your face.
Yes.
Ooh, that'll
somebody
wake you up.
My face.
That's
yeah,
sure.
definitely.
Scald my face.
Yeah,
moving.
Close your eyes tight. You don't want to burn your eyeballs.
No. You're going to need those to look into the mirror to see yourself after you've done this because this is what you gave to yourself.
Yeah, you're going
to
need to dress the wounds.
You earned this. You earned this. Indeed, you did. Yeah, moving. What a trip. Anybody got an awesome, cool, rad moving story that we'd like to
call
share?
In your moving stories, 718-497-2128.
That's right.
Come on.
Call them in.
We'll wait to see if anyone calls.
We will. We'll wait patiently.
We'll wait right now for a second.
Yeah,
here.
So let's just pause.
Let's just go ahead and pause for a while.
Okay.
Definitely. I was helping my buddy move in
Chicago. I think we should give it a second.
No, we're not giving it a second.
Just like 15 or 20 more seconds.
Yeah, okay? You never know.
Yeah.
Dave, can you say the number again, please?
That's 718-497-2128. 718-497-2128.
Country code 1.
Yes, country code 1.
Plus
indeed.
1.
Plus 1 for the U.S. Country. Number 1.
Uno. Plus 1. Bring a friend.
That's pretty cool.
Bring 2.
How do we secure that one?
Bring a friend.
I know the guy working the door.
He knows the guy at the door? Why did he say that?
I DJed at a bar the other night, and my friend came. This is great. My friend comes, and he orders a drink. The bartender says,
oh, really?
Is this guy your plus one? I said, what? I said, does he get in for free? Because it's everyone gets in for free. He said, no. If you want this, guy can drink for free, too.
Wow. Did you say yes? That's quick.
Yeah, I said yes. Okay. He's my plus one. And then he drank 2 beers and a shot and left. Why did you waste the plus one?
Dude, you wasted.
I
you
asked
wasted
if I could transfer it to someone else, and they said,
non-transferable.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, it's non-transferable.
Just keep transferring. Yeah. Time.
Oh, man, that's good.
That was great. I haven't heard a joke with 5 punchlines in a while.
That was an actual thing that happened in my life.
No joke.
The joke of his life.
No joke.
Punchline. What's today's punchline? I was helping a buddy move from Chicago back to Northwest Indiana, and the night before he had locked the keys in the car, so we had to break out one of the windows to get in to get the keys so he could open up the car to move the stuff into the car and move the car. And he thought breaking the smallest window would be the wisest option.
Makes sense to me.
It's the hardest to replace, at least. Yes.
Custom glass. Like my sick elephant-shaped bong.
Yes, custom glass. No, it doesn't. There's no ivory on that bong, right?
No. It's shaped like an elephant. I didn't say it was made of elephant.
Okay, just clearing that up.
It does
up.
Have a little elephant trunk in it, though.
And
just a little ground up in the glass.
He broke out the small like triangle window in the back of the door. And so we fill up his car, and we got the little trailer behind us, and we have his cat in there. And sure enough, his cat does not want to sit being held by me in the passenger seat the whole time.
Really?
It's like a 45-minute ride. Yeah, really. And so Jason's like, all right, let the cat just go hang out in the back. Sure enough, we get to a red light, and the cat jumps out of the smallest window in the back of the car. And Jason, like, puts it in park, opens up the door, and starts running through park traffic looking for his cat.
Did he find it?
Oh, yeah. And then Mortimer, the cat, had to ride with me. He had no options because the window was busted out, you know? And Jason's like, if it turns green, just run into the driver's seat and move the car. And I'm sitting there strapped in with my seatbelt. I was like, that's not happening. This car's going to sit here until he gets back. Ah, what a trip. That was fun. Wasn't the longest move, but it was a fun one.
I drove with the cat from Denver to L.A. It wasn't a good story. And I flew with my two cats from Portland to here when we moved here, but that's not a good story either.
Because it was fine.
Well, one cat went from Denver to L.A. to Portland to here. And one cat went from Portland to here.
Wow. One cat's got a couple more legs in the journey, yeah. Yeah.
One cat's been to a motel more than once in its life.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. Hell yeah. I wonder what cats think of motels.
He loves it, man. He would spend 3 hours like checking out the room.
And yeah, everything. You know what I mean? Yeah,
like, yeah, it's a lot of foreign smells.
Does he love it or does
there.
He hate it?
He's just. Well, I think he likes not being in the car.
Yeah,
I was towing a car both times, and we just put him in the car we were towing, so he could like move around and stuff.
Sure, you know cars, I mean? Cars, his man.
I don't know.
He's like up on the steering wheel, Toots' style. Yeah. You know,
he would lay on the back where the sun was.
Sure,
it was cute.
Just chill.
We let him listen to Cab of the U-Haul once, and he got underneath the like mechanical seat in this way where we could not get him out. He would not. We spent like 2 hours at a gas station trying to get him out from under there before we put him back in the car again because we couldn't drive with him down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh man,
it was crazy.
Who
it
knows?
Sucked.
He could run under the gas pedal.
That's not a good story. It's a sad story.
It's a sad song. Yeah, it can be tough moving with animals.
Yeah,
yeah. Matt Walsh, you moved from Australia to New York, and now you're about to move back. Thoughts?
How many cats did you bring?
Zero cats.
How many cats are you taking back?
That's illegal. Zero cats.
Oh, wow. No.
That's illegal.
I don't have the money
ecosystem.
To bring them.
Oh, shut up, Dave. Who cares?
So everything fitted in a suitcase, and now it has grown beyond a suitcase, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, no.
What are you going to... Are you going to show
FedEx.
Up... Are you going to go to the...
I think what I'm going to do is just wear, like, FedEx. 20 t-shirts FedEx. On... Like, just come
there you
show
go.
Up
oh,
in
wow,
20
yeah.
t-shirts
yeah.
and, like, three... Yeah. Pairs of jeans.
That's a good idea. You know what? They'll love it at the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
going to love
be
me.
Careful. You ever seen Midnight Express?
No, I haven't.
People
that's
done
a,
that.
Yeah, want to watch out for that.
That's what I'm going to do.
You could just check a bag.
But I got no. No.
I'm just saying.
You can end up in Turkish prison for that.
Yeah. You should just leave it here for when you have inevitably come
they
back. Could,
yeah, they might take you if you don't pull this off properly, correctly. Mm-hmm. If you don't follow the steps, what they could do is take you from JFK and put you in a Turkish prison.
Guantanamo.
Wow. Yeah. Guantanamo.
They'll do whatever they want to you down there.
That's like half my flight for free, though. That's pretty good.
Guantanamo?
Save a lot of money.
I don't think so.
No, you pay for that flight.
You already
paid
for
play.
Your flight.
You pay
it's a one-way flight, too. It's a one-way ticket.
Yeah, you pay to play there. You got to pay every day, man. Yeah.
You like
play.
A golf course.
Torture. Like no torture.
It's like the Sunset Strip
in the
80s.
They won't let you sleep.
No, they blast Van Halen at you really loud. Awesome.
Yeah,
it's
like
rock. It's even worse than that. It's like corn and
it
stuff.
It rocks so hard that you can't sleep because it's just rocks so hard.
Because you can't stop rocking. It's a really rocking place.
It holds
like,
29 hours in the
so
air.
Sick.
Elise, what's your favorite moving story?
You know, I've only moved like 2 times. So
well, pick one.
I guess the last time was pretty good. Still wasn't packed yet.
Flip a coin.
My friend's game to help.
Yes.
Yeah. I was still packing.
I just
started snowing on Halloween.
Oh my god! You're moving on Halloween.
Early snow.
Terrifying.
Early
snow.
Terrifying.
Weren't you worried that any spirits or maybe monsters?
I wasn't
or
worried about
were
spirits
get,
or ghouls.
Commingled with your stuff and accidentally moved into the new apartment.
You know, I figured they would find
there.
Their way there. Anyway, no matter what day it was.
So. No, I'm true. It's more on Halloween. The odds are much higher.
Well. Maybe that's
I'm a doctor. On this show,
increase.
I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
On
this
show,
doctor Max
I'm a doctor.
Yeah. Anyway, what else happened?
Oh, that's about it. It just took all day. It was snowing.
Trick or treat. Oh, sorry. We don't have any candy. I'm trying to move.
Here,
yeah,
take this couch.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Take this couch and put it in the U-Haul.
Will you please get out of my way?
Yeah. I'm coming out backwards here with a giant TV out of the way. Take the couch.
No, I said left, not right, left.
Yeah, you so stupid little kid.
I just passed off the moving boxes that I used to a coworker.
Oh, wow.
Who's moving? Munster. Yeah.
Dude, Munster. Oh, I love Munster. Yeah,
Munster's great.
Reuse, recycle,
dude. I'm all about it, man. I'm like Captain Planet. Earth, wind, fire, art.
Is he moving somewhere else in Brooklyn?
He's moving, yeah. They're going from over in East Bushwick there. They're going down to... Friggin' where Sycamore is.
Oh, Ditmas Park.
Ditmas Park. Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
A little more space spreading out. Nice trees.
Yeah, that's much nicer than over here.
That's where Dave lives.
Dave, that's great.
Thanks, man. That's great.
It's nice down there. I've been down there a lot.
Yeah, it's nice down there.
Yeah, it's great.
I see the Sycamore once a week.
It's great.
I don't know. I should
start
help.
Charging for
you
my
should,
services.
That's right. You should before you leave. Mm. It's actually May 1, so you'd have to break your visa. Yeah, you'd have to explain it at
Can't you
customs.
Still be here on May 1?
I can, but I put my
just can't days. Work, so he can't pay you. So free labor.
Cash. Good. Cash, baby. Perfect. Cash is
that's
king.
That's where
cash
it's at. Or pizza.
Cash is king.
I'll get Donald Trump on your ass. He'll
ISIL just come knocking.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to deport
move.
You as
yeah,
soon mid-move.
As possible.
Yeah.
Dr. Michael Zorman.
Going to catch in my hands.
He's taking out the heaviest thing. And
hey, you know what?
Him.
That reminds me. I was going to talk about men's rights activism.
Sure.
No. Would this be a good time for that?
I mean, I don't know. No, I don't know if any time's a good time.
Yeah, I totally agree.
All right, I'll see. I'll wait till later then, I
okay.
guess.
All
we'll
right.
see if we can bring it up in the second half, naturally.
Yeah, but I passed on some boxes to him, and I told him, we were talking, you know, outside by the car, and I said, well, how far, you know, you guys starting? He's like, nah, we don't have to move out till May 1, so we haven't started
What's
yet.
What's this May 1 everyone keeps saying? The 1st of May?
1st of May, May
okay.
1.
Okay, well, that's in the United States, we say the 1st of May.
Oh, I'm sorry, 1st of May.
And, no offense to you or your country.
That's okay.
But he's adopting your nomenclature, and it's very disingenuous.
May 1, 1st of May.
May 1st, if you want.
May 1st.
Yeah, there you go.
May Day.
He's speaking like he's from a country he's not from.
May Day. SOS.
Yeah. Sorry, I mean, you're my friend.
I mean, I know.
I just have to tell you.
Dude, when...
If you had a booger hanging out of your nose, I'd say the same thing.
Yeah.
That's love.
Yeah, May Day. Yeah. This guy's got a booger hanging out of his nose. Let's hope that never happens. But if it does,
here's
I'll need you around.
Just do that all the time, and then the booger will never hang out of your nose.
Right,
yeah,
right. So Munster and I are talking, and have you started yet? He said, no, it's May 1st. And I said, you got to start now. Don't let moving day become packing day.
Yes.
Packing day happens
that was,
before.
You know, that was my
before,
mistake. Yeah.
Before
yeah.
packing day, you have to do sorting through your life days.
Oh,
also.
Yeah.
Like a week.
Because you can't sort take everything.
Sort your life out
no,
for a week.
No, you're dumb if you take everything. Don't just fall into a trap where you just have to put everything in boxes as fast as you can and go.
Don't do that.
You don't want
do
all that stupid crap.
No. You want to
so
use
sure
it.
Sure, you
as
haven't
a...
worn in 3 years.
Right.
Don't need it.
Like a pan that's all scratched up.
I mean, usually that stuff's already
Teflon's poison.
A cat that you might not need.
Yeah, two or three cats you might not need. Just flush them down the toilet.
Just get them out of here.
Just leave them there.
Put them in a bag. Throw them in the river.
Whoa! Sorry. That's coming from a cat.
Sorry, that was I took a seminar on that, so I was saying that clinically.
Yeah, really trying to separate the wheat from the chaff.
Peach?
Wait.
No,
not Pete.
Soon. Yeah. We're going to go have lunch. Yeah. So that's his new thing. I saw him the other day. He's like, let's go have lunch. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, I've been going to lunch with people. He's like, it's awesome. I was like,
all
right,
cool.
Let's
we should tell him about Cipriani's.
Yeah.
Oh, we should totally tell him about Cipriani's.
Lunch, man. I have a lunch. What are you doing tomorrow? Well, I have lunch. And then I'm free.
Right. Lunch is like three beers.
Yeah, was he doing the three
but
martini lunch?
That's
like
what I was talking about.
He's trying to close the deal. He's doing three martinis.
For me,
he's
still doing the Marg Boys
lunch. I like a later
lunch,
too.
He's doing what?
Marg Boys.
Oh, Marg Boys lunch.
I like a lot. This isn't about drinking.
This is
about
gentlemen
having lunch, too.
It's about deals.
No,
hard business.
I have never heard
hard
of a deal
business?
Getting closed at lunch without at least three martinis.
Hey, you know what? I guarantee you, me and Pete will close a deal.
We got people sealing deals here.
Yes.
The deal will be friendship.
Yes.
Sealed.
Sealed. You're going to have a
seal with a kiss.
Are one of you guys a, one of you guys a notary?
From a rose on a grave.
You and Pete kiss at the end of your lunch to seal your friendship. Yeah. That's awesome.
Like that Seal song.
Yeah, exactly. Like on the Batman Forever soundtrack.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. So that'll be fun. I can't wait to see what where we go.
Yeah, I mean, go to Luger's.
I'm not going to go to Luger's.
That's when they have that cheap burger.
You can have this salad.
Yeah. cheap burger.
Steakhouse with a cheap burger. Great, thanks.
It's like $28 or something, right?
Oh, like I'm never going to go there.
Go to Superiority Burger. Go eat in the park.
Now we're talking.
Go eat in the park. Sit in the park.
Yeah, go eat a fake burger.
Yeah.
Dave, you ever had those burgers?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Really?
Oh, man, you're a fool. Superiority Burgers.
They're fine. They're fine.
It's in the name.
They're fine.
Try the... The Yuba cheesesteak.
Mm. Yuba cheesesteak, yeah.
It's delicious, yeah.
Excellent.
The tofu fried tofu.
That stuff's good. Dave, you know what, man? I think all them lobster thermidors at Cipriani's Fire Day is starting to dull your palate a little bit.
Broccoli salad, yeah.
My cholesterol's through the roof right now, you wouldn't believe.
I bet, man.
I think it's starting to creep into my brain.
I just thought it was very elegant that a man ordered a lobster thermidor for dessert. I'd never seen it done before.
You know what I saw the other day was a lobster theremin.
Oh wow. Yeah. Was it on the B-52's music video?
Yeah, something like that.
Play your little rim shot sound for your joke.
I'm not going to rim myself.
Come on. Just pat yourself on the back.
No one acknowledged that.
I'm not going to rim myself.
Pat yourself on the back. Thank you, Dave. Great, still going to hold for another 15 seconds or so. And
see if anyone calls.
We're still waiting. The lines are open. So,
the number again, please.
Number again.
718-497-2128. That's 718-497-2128.
Does it make a word?
No.
Have you tried?
It's probably made
I think you
a
can, there's a
there's
website.
Probably a word.
There's
in
a
there.
Website a you put in the numbers and it gives you like all the possible words.
That's awesome.
There's also a brain. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Oh, a brain? Yeah. That's like a puzzle, though. You know,
like
smarter, you know what's smarter than doing that? Using a website
word.
To do it for
That's
you.
It's no fun, though.
Fun? Who cares about fun? Time is money.
And money is everything.
Yeah.
Well,
money, then power.
Breaking news. I just heard this afternoon. I came over the Mojo Wire.
Yeah, there
breaking
we go.
News.
Breaking news. There we go. Now
breaking news. This just in on Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. 2019, money is out. That's right. You heard it here first.
Wow.
Spend it while you got it, kids.
What's the currency
What's
now?
In, yeah.
I mean, nothing is
bartering,
the currency.
Trading.
Yes. Mm. Wampum is currency.
We no longer believe in like this
Bitcoin.
Token, this item,
capitalist
that's supposed
society,
to represent
man.
Something.
Roberta's coin.
Dogecoin is still cool.
That's
because it's a dog. Come on, dogs are cool.
Oof. I jumped into that. Bitcoin, that whatever, cryptocurrency game.
Yeah.
In a good moment, made a bunch of money, did not sell.
No.
And now I have lost all of my money plus some more. And it's like riding this like continuously like lowering bottom right now.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh man, can this investment go all the way to zero? What happens when it gets to zero? Do I have to pay them more?
You gotta pay them more just
like,
to get out of the
stop?
Deal.
Yeah, you could go into negative numbers.
I really messed this up. I should have sold when I had made like I made like a 30% profit, and I was like, oh, this is crazy. Let's just keep
going. Let's keep riding that train, baby.
Exactly.
Who were you? Who was your trading house at the time? Who was your advisor?
I believe it's the app called Coinbase. I don't know.
Maybe that was your first mistake. You didn't
well,
have a
one
good
of my
advisor.
Coworkers
yeah,
made like
$10,000,
so I was like, oh, I should probably get in on this.
Right.
He was like, do it now. And I was like, and he was right.
Yes, I did.
And I didn't. I wasn't
so
wise
what,
enough
did
to
he
sell.
Too?
Did he not tell you to sell?
He has taken out increments of money, so you know what
Got
I mean.
It.
Yeah,
keep the man off
he
his
has
back.
Definitely, he has profited so much that
he was keeping the insider info to himself.
Yeah, he can't lose.
That's right.
Now.
It's
now
the only
it's,
true
now it's
insider
just
you know.
For him.
That's good. Good
yeah.
for him.
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff is highly speculative. You don't want
to
get.
Well, you know, he took a real life trip to Japan for 2 months, so there's no speculation
wow.
about that one.
Okay,
must be nice.
I stand corrected.
You can speculate about it all
you
want
while he's
in
Japan.
Yeah.
Come out in 2 months, I'll be back. Yeah. You guys still going to be
he's
speculating
doing
or should
Airbnb,
I stay longer?
2 week long Airbnbs and like all these different places and stuff.
That's awesome.
Pretty
man.
Incredible.
That's great.
Yeah,
it's too bad you messed it up.
I mean,
yeah, it really is.
But then you got to think about the future.
Life, business is a gamble.
Couldn't agree more.
Life is a risk. Business is a highway.
That's right. Ride it all night long.
That's right. What am I going to do? Who knows? I don't even know.
I don't know. What's going to happen next?
I can't wait to see that.
I can't wait to see what the future is going to bring.
Thanks, Dave. You, Dave. I appreciate your confidence in my journey.
We're going to go ahead and close down the phone lines here and take a short break on Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. Yeah, we can't be... I mean, who's paying the bills? Whoever's doing that is going to catch on to what we're doing here by opening up the phone lines. They're going to say, whoa, you guys knocked that off right away, okay? So let's let some other people talk for a second, and we're going to just, rejuvenate. Roberta's here.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
I just like to bask.
Elise has never heard it before.
Yeah, she's never heard it in the cans. Yeah, she heard it in the cans.
Really like
it's like quadraphonic sound in the cans, right? Yeah, the laser sounds.
Well, I don't know if it's something going really fast or if it's a laser.
It's
the future.
Yeah. It's amazing. Ooh. Simply amazing. Welcome back.
We'll probably never know what it really is.
This wholesome bed music is back.
Maybe next time I see him, if I ever see Brandon again, I'll ask him.
Yeah, maybe if I see him.
Dave. Dave, take a memo. Can you remind me?
This is Brandon Hoy.
Oh, hey, what's up, Brandon?
This is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta.
Oh, sure thing, boss.
Hey, Brandon, have you seen Jack Inslee anywhere?
This is Brandon Hoy.
Have you seen Jack real quick lately?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, whoa, it's Jack.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee.
Whoa, what's up, Jack?
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Hey,
how's DC? We were just talking to Brandon. He's here too. Maybe if you guys haven't caught
Jack,
up in a while.
Can our band play at your hotel?
Hey.
Say hey twice for no.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, cool. Sounds good.
Like yes.
That's a yes.
Cool. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Booked.
It's totally we'll be there on April 28th at the Lion Hotel in Washington, D.C.
That's right. Yeah. Giggly Boys.
This is Brandon Hoy.
Oh, hey, what's up, Brandon?
Brandon's going to be there too.
Oh, are you going to get him?
Quick question, Brandon. Are those laser sounds or is something going really fast?
This is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's.
Hey, Brandon.
What up?
This is Brandon.
Hey, just quick question.
Lasers?
Hey.
No, Jack, no.
Hey, what's up?
I mean, maybe you could answer this, Jack.
Hey.
Is that lasers or something going really fast?
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee.
I don't think so.
Oh, these guys, man.
I don't think he knows.
All right.
These guys.
They're just deflecting.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, they're deflecting because they don't know and they don't want to.
Maybe they knew the real answer and they don't want to share it.
Maybe they'll have the answer tomorrow.
You guys are treading on dangerous ground right now.
We'll have to check back next week.
Steven Seagal style?
Ooh. Yeah, dark territory.
On deadly ground?
Deadly ground.
It's a dead zone.
All right. Second half of Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk.
I don't want to say something controversial.
Hot but take?
I bought.
Is this MRA stuff again, dude?
I bought.
Hot take.
I bought Elios, a box of Elios this weekend for the first time.
I thought that came in bags.
Yeah, well, it was a box with. A box. It was nine slices, nine technical slices in a square box. Figure that one out.
We're going to keep them honest, though.
It is pretty good. I was disappointed you can't buy a Tostino's party pizza in New York. They don't sell them here.
No, they don't sell those here.
Well, I haven't seen them anywhere.
I've never had
Elios
never
is the
looked.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's party
it's good.
Pizza.
Square.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Perforated.
Yeah.
Elios, dude.
Perforated.
I don't want to say something controversial, but it's perforated.
I mean, that's a hot take.
It's pretty good.
So, Well, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, yeah?
I'm gonna use a bit of candor. Right,
do we have a lie detector machine we can hook him up to?
Dave, will you... Yeah, we do have one, right?
We'll wait till we hear the sound of it scrolling.
We have that...
Then you'll be able to... We'll be able to judge if you're being honest.
Yeah,
or
we
not.
Have that old SovTech we should get
Blow the dust
in.
Off it, yeah. In the cupboard?
I think he's firing it up. He has to...
It's also a mean guitar pedal.
He has
pedal.
To prime it and then pull that little cord on the bottom.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's old. It was cheap.
It's old tech,
they don't make
dude.
Parts for it anymore, so you got to be careful with it.
Nice and gentle.
Okay.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Well.
You're going to be honest, right? Because I'm watching these needles.
Yeah.
All right.
Can we just remind myself where we were?
Elios.
Okay. Whoa. Sorry. I know. If I may speak candidly.
It's a very technologically advanced
now
polygraph.
Now I turn to the oscilloscope.
Yeah, turn on the oscilloscope setting.
Oscilloscope.
Oscilloscope.
Doesn't matter. No
he's a doctor.
Trust what you say.
Yeah, I have a speech impediment. Yeah.
Elio's is better than Papa John's.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Papa John's is
Papa really John's,
good.
No. Dude.
I don't know. Papa John's is so sweet. It's got like...
Elio's.
Yeah.
Papa
Elio's.
John's.
Elio's.
No way. Domino's is better than Papa John's.
Domino's or Elio's?
Domino's.
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 Yeah. Not Domino's Thin. If it's Domino's Thin, I'll take Elio's.
You know what? If it's Domino's Thin, I'll take it over everything.
Yeah, whoa. I think I'm convinced now. I think I've been convinced that Domino's Thin is not pizza. It is a different food stuff, but it is actually good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a totally agreed. Different food group.
Yeah.
I remember.
And you got to get a pickup, because otherwise, if you get delivery, it's cold.
Yeah, pickup? But there's a... I've never once gotten pickup, and I can... Pretty sure I can see the Domino's from my student.
Domino's for me, it's 4 minutes
three
away.
Three blocks away. It is on Graham, yeah. Just south of Graham.
Well, you order it on the app, and then as soon as you hit order, you start walking there, and you get there, it's ready, and you walk
is
at
that
home.
So?
I yeah, walked
to the
hot.
I walked
it's
to
great.
The Papa John's on Graham once, because it was a really good deal.
Yeah, they got that $5.99 carryout or something.
We walked up to our front door with the Papa John's right when our upstairs neighbor walked up, and we were embarrassed.
Ooh, Why? Hold on.
But you were having hot fresh
deeper.
Pizza.
I think this is time to
Were you embarrassed that you had the hot fresh pizza and they didn't?
No.
Did you feel bad?
I felt poor and gross.
Okay.
So did you feel embarrassed because you had the hot fresh pizza and they didn't?
No, I felt rich and powerful and handsome.
There we go. That's what I wanted to be.
Wow.
And I
and
felt
that was the true
I felt
embarrassment.
Bad the secret power. My secret life was that I was eating this low grade food, even though I have the handsomeness and the richness and the powerfulness.
Yes. Yes.
Good.
It can be
any
tough.
Type of
it can be tough living that type of life.
I know.
Sometimes you want to just because
I can tell
to...
these people are struggling.
Mm.
They
you
don't
feel
have
the struggle.
They don't have the richness or the powerfulness that you have.
Exactly. They're struggling out there
it's
every
tough.
Day, and I'm
and
here. I am
all the way.
I'm
going to
slather this Alfredo sauce 5-cheese pizza with garlic sauce.
Yes.
And I'm
yes.
will still be rich and handsome and powerful.
You know, I don't know if this is the clinical diagnosis, but I feel like what you're doing when you exhibit that type of behavior, and I'm merely an armchair psychologist here. I don't mean to tread on
I'm
the
I'm an actual psychologist.
Yes, I don't mean to tread on the doctor's toes.
I welcome
toes,
this.
But I think what you're doing is you're trying to get more cholesterol flowing so that you can pass on to the next challenge much quicker so you can leave those material possessions to those that don't have it in this life.
That's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to pressurize my body and my blood so I perform at a higher level.
Oh, I see. I had it all wrong.
For entirely selfish
my bad.
Reasons.
I feel like...
I thought you were trying to do something incredibly philanthropic.
If my doctor keeps giving me these nutrient shots...
B12?
And all this hydration. My organs can handle being driven at 125% at all times.
In B14? Dave wants to know.
Not in the butt, Dave.
Just checking.
he's going to med school.
They injected in the tip of my penis.
Oh.
It hurts really bad, but I guess that's the best spot. That's the best spot for whatever reason.
That's
more
pain, no gain, really. Is so they say.
Exactly.
That's what all the kids are doing now. Instead of butt chugging.
Oh, wow.
They're urethra chugging.
Oh, wow.
That's
decanting.
Yeah.
What they, yo, man. In the clubs back in the day? In the
you
got to
get a fancy metal straw, like a small metal straw with a funnel tip.
Just got to make sure. You got to watch the serrated edges.
Oh. Pour make the sure wine. Polish off all the burrs. Yeah, pour the wine into your bladder and then release the wine into the club.
How did we get so far?
I'm sorry. We were
you want to talk about so men's rights now?
No, I don't. I was just joking about that.
So
I don't know
if
you posted about it on Facebook. I thought
you
were thinking about it.
I got a couple
of
people to argue with me, and that's what I was. You know, it's called being a troll.
What, so people actually argued with you about it?
Yeah, one guy told me.
Rewind
like,
it
yeah,
again,
guy,
Dave.
Guy,
rewind
I don't think I would.
People
you were.
Not like argue.
You were embarrassed.
Told you why men's rights was dumb.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
rewind it again, Dave.
Then I acted like I didn't know or something.
You were embarrassed that you had the hot fresh pizza and that they didn't?
No, it's because I'm rich and handsome and powerful. And I love the pizza because I want my organs to function at 125%.
That's awesome.
Even though
so
my,
awesome.
My organs may fail, except for I have a Dr. Feelgood who puts the medicine in my weenie.
B13.
Well, all of it.
All the Bs.
B100.
Wow.
DX.
B1000.
Vitamin X.
B1000.
All the valves.
B1000. Vitamin X. Vitamin Z. That's a special blend
you know
I
what?
Invented myself when I went to vitamin college.
Dr. Z.
Yes,
is vitamin,
vitamin
Z.
College.
Vitamin Z. Vitamin cheese is in there. So that's very important. Even though I'm probably maxing out on the Papa John's. Vitamin pepperoncini I'm already getting from the pepperoncini.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
From the pepperoncini.
The pepperoncini.
Yes, very nice. What about vitamin garlic sauce?
Definitely getting
garlic.
At least, two containers of that.
Yeah, you're doubling your dose, right? You're doubling down.
Is that safe, though?
I haven't eaten Papa John's in like months and months. This is making me
you
very
can't.
Hungry for Papa
you can't.
John's.
You can't.
Papa
eat
John's
anymore.
Is good.
You can't get in bed with those guys. Can't get in bed with those guys, bad boys.
Papa John's bad.
Bad boys.
Papa John's stotter.
Papa John's butt.
He is.
They're out as
Papa
the official, NFL sponsor.
Dave, will you pull
right?
up, will you, Dave, will you pull up the clip about with Mike Francesca talking about how Papa John shouldn't have been the first person that Eli Manning kissed when he won the Super Bowl?
It was Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, yeah.
We'll just take your word for it.
It's really funny.
It's great.
He's like, he's going crazy.
We'll look at it in pre-pro, okay?
It's really good.
Post-pro.
Cool.
I can't be. What's Papa John? What's the NFL doing even letting Papa John Manning on the field? Papa John Schnatter, sorry.
Just want to go.
It's fine.
Just
he's out. They're out.
They're out?
They're
yeah,
out.
Pizza Hut's
Pizza
in.
In.
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut's in,
so
baby.
Sponsor,
when you get a grand
NFL.
Slam, it's no longer called a Papa Slam?
No. They're out.
That it's was a Hut Slam.
They bought the Grand Slam, the term Grand Slam, and turned it into a Papa
right,
Slam.
Right, last year in baseball, yeah.
The Papa Slam.
That sounds like a really good
out.
Use of their money.
Papa John's is out, man.
So that's it. They really went down, huh?
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to get into this men's rights thing, because I think that was probably tied in with that Papa John's.
Right,
thing.
See? See what,
yeah,
what could happen
up.
when trolling goes real?
Mm.
Well, I expose someone who I'm like, why am I Facebook friends with this guy?
Oh, he was into it.
I rooted one guy out. Who is this guy?
Well,
what?
Unfriend
what? He has mascara on in all these pictures. This is very weird. Like an old rocker dude. No
wow,
idea.
Wow.
But loves men's rights.
No, he doesn't. Thinks I'm an idiot. He thinks that men have been in control for 10,000 years, and I called him a fool and told him the Earth isn't even 10,000 years old.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
And that's flat also.
Yeah. The Earth isn't
you see
even
what I'm
10,
doing here?
10,000 years old. Wow. That's awesome. That
calling your objections to 718-497-2128. That's 718-497-2128.
If you want to argue with a Facebook troll live right now, I will feign ignorance and I will take horrendous opinions.
And I will cherry
try
pick
to
evidence.
Egg you on, yes, yes. Until continuing arguing with
yes,
you.
Yes, until something bad happens. Something unnecessary.
To one of us.
Something
yeah, not
extreme.
Not me. I'm
the only bad thing that's going to happen is that this person will be made a fool of. And they
right.
will be ashamed
lose.
Of themselves.
You know
for
what?
Falling into
and
my
then,
trap.
And then maybe they come home and their downstairs neighbor is walking up the steps at the same time with a hot, fresh Domino's pizza.
They're like, I don't
you know
even
what
I
like?
Eat healthy and I'm still a loser.
Mm.
Yeah, indeed.
Right? No?
That's exactly what they'll
should
say.
We talk about Easter?
I
just took an intensive 24-hour-long seminar last Sunday on Easter.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it?
The whole day was all Easter.
Really? All
the
time?
Moment I woke up to the moment I went to sleep, it was Easter the whole day.
The greatest story ever
chocolate?
Told.
Wow.
It was just Easter on Easter on Easter.
It's stacks on stacks.
How many eggs did you eat?
Mm. Why did he? I actually probably ate 3 eggs.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why did he have to think about all 3 of those?
See, it was a family meal situation where there was some egg salad amongst some roast duck, but I don't eat the duck, so I ate more egg salad.
Pick around the duck.
Well, they played it.
The restaurant I worked at is small.
And you don't say, don't give me that duck.
No, they didn't give me the duck. They gave me more egg salad. So I was trying to guess how many eggs I actually ate. They were soft boiled too. It was really.
Oh, yeah.
It was nasty, but it was good.
It was nasty good. I still actually have some Easter eggs hidden around the compound.
A few
that people haven't found. And I'm really starting to get into this new Easter egg. It's called the caper.
Ooh.
You're hiding capers everywhere?
Dude, I'm hiding capers all over the place.
That's extreme level. The cool thing is,
you can hide capers in deeper, darker crevices than Easter eggs because they're so much smaller. But then when you find them and you eat them, you're like, oh, man, so much flavor, just like an Easter egg. So I'm thinking that...
So many places.
Capers are the new Easter egg.
You know what I would do if I were you? I would drain a jar of capers.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Then I would
pour
them into a pail.
What do you do with the juice?
I would discard it.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
It's too salty.
I freeze it and then into bowl.
You could probably make a stock out of that then.
Too.
So
you make a bowl.
Drain the capers.
Okay.
Put them in a pail. Standing in your house.
Yes.
Just grabbing handfuls of them and just throwing them everywhere.
Yes. Eyes closed.
Yeah. On Easter, you try and find them all.
Yes.
And you have to refill the jar.
That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little hunt for
yourself.
That's
awesome.
I distinctly remember twice growing up where it was just me and my mom.
Yes.
And she hides the eggs, and then 3 weeks later, there's an egg somewhere that we did not find.
You can't find it now.
When we tried to find it, we couldn't find it. So how the hell are we going to find it now? You know what I mean?
It's there forever. It's
yeah,
done.
Yeah, well,
it's gone.
We would find it eventually. You know what I mean? Like,
sure. Oh, yeah.
Then you stop using your mind. You stop using your eyes.
Use your nose.
Yes, exactly. There's only
use
one way to find that lost egg.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wherever oh, Mom, why'd you put an egg behind the fridge?
Mom.
It must have been somewhere else and fallen, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I remember that twice happening.
I remember as a kid, we'd get that basket, you know, and it'd have all this candy in it, like so much candy, and I'd eat it and I'd feel bad. And I didn't understand. I was like, oh, I feel bad. It's like, I want more candy, though, because candy rules, but I can't eat more because I feel bad. Easter was always one of those holidays early on. I was like, I could skip Easter this year.
You're not really a candy guy, are you?
I'm not.
As long as when you're drunk, though, you'll buy those candy bars.
Yeah, I love buying candy bars when I've had too many.
Bruce.
Yeah, those are good.
Yuck.
I don't really like...
Yuck?
I don't do sweets.
Yeah. I probably eat a can. I haven't eaten a whole candy bar in 15 years.
It's
I like cheese.
But like
know?
A, like a Snickers Mini.
Snickers Mini, yeah. Little fun size.
Little Pat Sajak size.
Yeah. One of those Reese's cups.
No.
Definitely.
The little one.
No Reese's cups.
What about a Reese's Piece?
No Reese's.
Oh, Reese's Piece is the best, dude.
Because of the peanut butter and chocolate?
What about a Reese's Pieces flurry?
What about a Oreo flurry? What about a Snickers ice cream bar?
That's
good. Oh, Snickers ice cream bar.
That's Snickers ice cream bar. That can be crucial.
Sick.
If you're about to die from being too hot, that's a crucial tool to use.
Definitely.
No, I use that tool. I also use that Oreo, like, popsicle thing tool.
Also,
yeah, that's a good one.
Take your shirt off, sit on a toilet backwards, and hug the tank.
That's right. That'll cool you down in summer, hot months. Yeah, definitely. You heard it here first and last. And
a ceramic, it retains the cold, you know?
Yeah, it's
sometimes
nice and cold.
You just need to be held.
Sometimes you just got to hold something.
Yeah.
Something that's not going
anywhere. You got no one to hold them.
Something that won't run away and feel.
Yeah, we don't need to say the second part. Just you got no one to hold them.
Yeah, no one to hold them.
When it's hot out.
True story. Got to beat the heat.
Mm.
That's foreshadowing.
Hey, you know how it was raining today?
Yeah, it actually might still be.
You know how it rained all day like that specific way?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what Portland is like.
Yeah.
8 months of the year.
Because
people think Portland's like, it rains all the time, but it never rains like how it rains here when it really rains. It's just like that. Like, it's just drizzling.
Yeah, it's like Forks.
Yeah.
Washington. You don't even get that wet, though.
With the vampires.
What the hell are you talking about?
Whoa, vampires?
In Twilight.
Twilight. What is Twilight Zone?
I thought it was like the Twilight Zone?
The Dead Zone?
Real straight
Steven Seagal?
Up vampires.
Oh,
Under Siege?
No, that's Christopher Walken in Dead
Dark
Zone.
Dark Territory?
No. That's going to take us right into our movie pick of the week.
Oh, an Easter movie. This is going to be exciting. Is there an Easter movie?
You can choose a Passover movie as well. You can choose whatever you want. It's movie pick of the week. I'm going to go first. Greatest Story Ever Told. The movie in Technicolor.
What's the movie called?
Greatest Story Ever Told.
I know what the movie's about. What's the movie called?
It's The Greatest Story Ever Told.
Okay, and what's it called?
Well, it's about. It's called The Greatest Story Ever Told.
Oh. Okay. Come on, why can't we do that thing, that classic
like,
comedy bit?
Who's on first?
Yeah, why can't we just do that? Why can't you indulge me?
Greatest Story Ever Told. Because I kept saying it, what you were asking.
All right, anyway. What's this about? I've never seen it.
Oh, it's The Greatest Story Ever Told. It's about, you know, it's about biblical times, long time ago.
Oh, that sounds stupid.
Hold on. O'Hanlon's Bar, 14th Street and 1st Avenue. Tab acid and pitchers upon pitchers of beer. I saw a shit Santa. It was this guy that looked like Santa, except he was a street person and he looked horrible. He was dirty.
Was he in a Santa costume or did he just look like Santa?
He looked very much like Santa.
Like he had white hair?
Yes.
Okay.
And a beard, giant beard.
Portly?
Portly.
Did he have any elves?
Like a bowl full of jelly.
Did he have any elves with him?
I didn't see any elves at the time. And then we also saw an Easter prostitute that night. It was this lady with bunny ears on and she was old lady. It was a trip, man. That was my first
Sounds
Easter
like
in New York.
Fear and Loathing at O'Brien's Tavern.
O'Hanlon's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was my first Easter in New York. It was so fun. So now I just stick around for the Easters because I love them. Matt Walsh, movie pick of the week.
Any movie or Easter related movie?
I mean,
any movie, but you could do Rabbit too, like that Rabbit Fence movie.
Rabbit Proof Fence?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an Australian movie.
Yeah, exactly. Just never ending. Yeah. We could do the never ending story.
That's true.
Wow. Yeah, it just never ends.
Just keep
riffing. Just like the fence, it just keeps on going.
Yeah.
Going and going. Yeah. Some say that if the fence is still going.
Never ended.
I watch it in
story.
That's it.
Right?
No. Dr. Michael Zobin, movie pick of the week.
We're going to go Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Ouch, nice.
He's a rabbit, and that is what Easter is a rabbit.
Yes, Easter is a rabbit.
I think it's a rabbit that lays eggs.
That's right, a rabbit.
Is that the myth?
Yes, that's
very
the myth.
Strange.
I know. There's one.
And this has something to do with the Bible somehow.
There's one in ten that.
Goodness gracious!
There's one in ten that lays eggs. Does not give birth to live young.
Holy
He's not
moly.
A mammal.
You Disgusting. Mean the platypus?
No, that's like a bunny though. Think about it, man. Like the platypus is like Easter bunny and
Doesn't,
leprechaun.
Isn't
and,
a platypus egg like a lizard egg? It's like soft.
Yep.
Not a
I don't
hard
know.
Shell. Yeah,
so.
It is. Is it?
Yes.
It's far
I
out.
Don't know why I said that like a question. I thought maybe you would do some Jeopardy thing.
Oh, challenge yeah. you? Yeah, like, what is platypus egg?
Yes.
Isn't that the egg that's soft?
Like a snake egg?
Snake egg.
Elise, movie pick of the week.
No movie pick.
No, that's
TV
not
shows
an
only.
Answer. What TV show then? You could have said Donnie Darko.
All right, binge
okay,
watch.
Okay, Donnie Darko. So.
Oh, wow.
Worst movie ever made.
You said it, so I'm just jumping on the bandwagon.
Don't get me started.
That movie sucks.
I can't think of any other.
That's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Any bunny.
It's on
bunny
him,
movies.
Just the movie's terrible.
Donnie Darko.
Welcome
okay,
to the program,
that's it,
Matthew Walsh. And that's how we'll end it. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, wait. Donnie Darko.
I mean,
it's like a scene with a rabbit in it.
Donnie Darko too. That exists.
Does exist. It's the sister, right?
I have no idea. You know what? If you asked me that and I had an answer, I want you to execute
We have 15 seconds. Dave, give out the phone number. If you've seen Donnie Darko 2, call in now.
718-497-2128. That's 718-497-2128. If you've seen the movie, call in the next 15 seconds.
That's right. Matt Walsh.
I'm expecting a lot of calls right now.
Thanks for coming out tonight.
You're more than welcome.
Maybe you can go watch Donnie Darko again. Maybe
how many more Tuesdays are you with us here?
Ooh. On this plane.
No more Tuesdays.
No At more work? Tuesdays. Yeah. All right, the dream.
I mean, with us here in the studio.
I don't know. As many as you'll have me.
Well, how many more are you here for? A couple? Two, three?
Two, I think.
Two.
It's like, the countdown begins. George Costanza just keeps showing up, you know?
You know, we've said goodbye to guests before, repeat guests. We sure have. It's never easy.
But it's necessary.
It's a hard time.
Dave's going to have a lot of work to do before your last show when he puts together the montage.
All your greatest moments.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming along.
Oh, I can hear the karaoke.
Yeah, Dr. Michael Zoman, thank you for coming out tonight.
Hey, you're welcome. You know what?
What?
Thought I wasn't going to be able to come for the next month, but I figured it out.
Oh, you figured it out.
Well done. Yeah. Got to sacrifice
you.
for the job.
You went and saw that doctor, right?
When you're rich and powerful, you could do these things.
I said, hey, new guy, you want Tuesday night? He said, yeah. I said, sick.
It's all yours.
See you later, bro.
Special guest, Elise Okasami.
That's me.
Yeah, that's right. Did a great job, so don't beat yourself up about
it. She said she wasn't going to talk, and she ended up talking.
Yeah, a lot. Broke your own rule.
I did.
Yeah, rules are made to be broken. That's why I set so many rules every morning when I wake up.
This is about, it's a conversation, and I like that.
You know what? And I want neat stuff. I want slick stuff. I want cool stuff. I want to break down the walls between me and you.
Yeah, exactly.
Or in this case, my hotel room. Sorry, we're just quoting that Garth Brooks Facebook post.
His first Facebook video.
Hey, if you haven't seen it, check it out. Also, listen to Chanto and watch it on YouTube.
Can you play
us
out with that Garth Brooks Facebook video?
Yeah,
it's one of the greatest things on the internet.
What is it?
Garth Brooks' first Facebook video.
Yeah, it's... Oh,
it's one of the greatest things. Garth Brooks is so charming.
But I also listened to that Thunder song that he wrote the other day. Powerful.
Thunder Strikes.
Thunder.
I used to babysit like a kid. That was his favorite song, and I'd play it for him like 8 times a day, and he would sing it all dramatic. I was like 14, and I thought it was really funny that this seven-year-old kid loved that song.
Lightning Strikes. No, that's live.
I can't remember how it goes.
Lightning Crashes.
Lightning Crashes. That's live.
Did you find the video?
You got it? Come on, dude.
I got it. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Play us out.
We're trying to get out of here, dude.
Well, I guess it's official. We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start. But then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation. I like that. But I'm already finding out on my own. So it's wiping the walls out between you and me. And I really like that. It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case...
My hotel room.
When I think about things I want to post, I want to post cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff.
Don't fuck it up.
But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this. This is just who I am. So if this is truly a conversation...
I say, let the conversation begin.
Chris Gaines, everybody.
Oh, wow.
That's unreal.
It's beautiful. You should watch the visual, too. Yeah, it's very
visual. Yeah, it's some slick stuff. It's some neat stuff.
Cool stuff. All right, get out of here. Go do something meaningful until next Tuesday.
See you then.